You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
I can hear while you're talking, it's fine.
All right, this is Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 82. I got to do a longer intro because Matt's eating his dinner. Oh, sorry, his tea right now. The poll was just for fun this week. Matt won 80% to 20%. He was quite right. Triple H's commentary was fantastic, and he definitely had his finger on the pulse of the wrestling community this week. And the reason it was just for fun, wow, a lot changed since we recorded last week. I felt the need, even on Wednesday last week, to want to talk about the coronavirus. And a week later, a lot changed. Even 24 hours after we recorded that, a lot had started to change. Yeah. I'm currently on holiday for 4 weeks, so I have time to be at home and do stuff. So while I'm self-isolating, I agreed to do the editing for the next 4 weeks. And also, I said that will give us the option of we can actually record a day later than we normally do as well. So we have a chance to watch NXT, AEW. And as it happened this week, I'm not going to do any spoilers, but I'm sure it's possible you might mention something that was announced yesterday as well. So, yes, we'll still put polls out, but they're just going to be for bragging rights the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Can I say thank you to Graham? Because although, yes, he's self-isolating because his work is out for 4 weeks at least, my work is not. So, if anything, it's more intense for me at the moment. So, I very much appreciate Graham taking a bit of strain off of me. Thank you, buddy. I do appreciate that.
Good! Bad!
Now, shall we get onto something a bit more... Seeing as there's been so much doom and gloom, shall we talk about some good stuff? With some good cop moments.
Good!
We can. And when I started this, because I normally start taking my notes around Friday, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be impossible this week. I was like, I'm going to probably want double bad cop moments. Or because what we've had before is like, hey, I don't have anything for one category and nothing for another. There is definitely positives out there. IWTV, March 14th, with recent events forcing the cancellation of independent wrestling shows all over the world and many wrestling fans finding themselves stuck at home, IWTV will be trying something new. In order to best serve both the promotions and fans of independent wrestling, over the next couple of weeks, IWTV will feature a special streaming schedule. Starting this Monday, March 16th, on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, IWTV will stream an event at 1, 4, 7, and 10 Eastern Time. These events will be all new to IWTV and will include classic footage from the Smart Mark video archives, recent shows that have not been released on IWTV, shoot interviews, and more. Fans watching along with these shows are encouraged to use the hashtag WatchIWTV hashtag on social media. A lot of people, particularly as a t-shirt, there's a lot of stuff coming out right now. Resources being made available for free. And a lot of companies are doing the same thing as well. I've watched a little bit of this. I haven't watched as much as perhaps I would like, but I did see some Beyond Wrestling the other day. And it's always good to have good quality independent wrestling. And that was one of my first thoughts that, hey, I'm probably done. MGB is all about independent wrestling now, and that's something that's probably it's going to struggle right now. And the fact that we have that resource available by IWTV is brilliant. A few other ones going around as well. Black Label Pro on March 16th. Free matches: Jordan Grace versus Ethan Page, Jordan Grace versus Ethan Page 2, Kylie Rae versus Alley Cat, Brian Alvarez versus Marco Stunt, and PCO versus Darby Allin. And they're putting those out on YouTube, so even if you don't have IWTV, you can easily go and find those events as well. And there's also people now starting to put on shows where there's nobody actually attending. I'm going to avoid one because I think believe you want to talk about it, but there was certainly a show last weekend that we actually talked about, we watched. There's also a new show alert, Black Label Pro, Empty House, and they advertise it as a live empty arena event airing to raise as much money as possible to give back to the wrestlers that do so much to entertain us. Donate at www.tinyurl.com/helptheboys. That's on March 28th, and it's going to be airing exclusively on IWTV, and the MGV Wrestling Podcast has already donated to that one. And actually, as soon as I saw that one, another one came up as well. It is, I'm not sure, did I write this one down? I don't think I wrote this one down. I think it's Freelance Wrestling. And I believe they're doing the similar sort of thing. And that's going to be on the 21st. Oh, my notes got kind of mixed up together. We will feature live matches and give fans the opportunity to support wrestlers live. Details below, and you can click on at freelancewrestling.com to find out. So, yeah, a lot of companies putting out content for fans, which is great. Obviously, wrestlers are really struggling right now, but the fact that organizations are trying to do events to keep people wrestling and also to raise money for these people as well. As you said, for me, I'm out for at least 4 weeks. I know schools out in Kansas have already closed for the rest of the year. California might have followed by the time this episode comes out. And yeah, very uncertain times for the wrestlers as well. So anything that can be done to try and tide them over a little bit has got to be a good thing as well. This might be a long episode, Matt, which is fine because I'm editing. One more thing that I saw that I thought was really cool. I forgot to check this out last night, actually. The bracket for the first ever hashtag Royal Rumble is complete. This was from Dasha Hatfield. Two matchups per night, 8:30 and 9 p.m. I'm assuming that's Eastern Standard Time. No time limit, no holds barred. Victor will be declared by the public vote. Tonight's matches feature at Calyx PW versus at Joshua Wells, and at 8:30 at Superstar Pork and at Sweet Wrestler. I believe those were Tuesday night's matches. And also on the card is O'Shea Edwards, Tim Donst, Vader Scott, and Kung Fu Janela. I'm trying to pick people who we've featured within MGB within the last year. And yeah, basically it's a promo battle. Each person records a video, they put both of them up, and then you vote on it, and they're having their own bracket. One of the big events in the US is the March Madness tournament for college basketball. With that not happening, somebody's put their own bracket together to do the promos of independent wrestling. So some great things actually happening. A lot of people having to improvise on what they would normally do, but definitely some good cop moments to be found there under these uncertain times.
Absolutely. Good. Now, I've got two things about WWE to talk about in good cop, and two things, well, actually, one thing about independent to talk about, and one thing about a certain podcast to talk about.
Okay.
Now, where do you want me to start, Graham?
You are aware, of course, that we have a speed round as well where you can talk about other things. So I'm going to propose that we don't limit that to 1 minute this week because we're not under quite so much time pressure as we normally are. But I think you go with what you think is. I don't know what you're specifically going to be talking about. So I'm going to judge your – I'm going to value your judgment, and I'm going to let you decide where you'd like to start.
I'm going to follow on from you, Ben. I'm going to talk about an independent wrestling event.
Okay.
Now, I will concede – this is the first independent wrestling event I have watched live since WrestleMania weekend last year. Now, that's to my embarrassment that it's been that long because I've had the chance to and I haven't been able to get to it. Excuse me. But I was very lucky to have a certain gentleman who wears glasses tell me there was a wrestling event happening on Saturday, which was no fans, and it was purely just the wrestlers having matches. Basically, a behind-closed-doors match, and it was streaming live on Facebook, and it was also being streamed on Twitch, which was brilliant, obviously. The gentleman in question told me is a certain MGB Graham, who is now smiling and trying not to blush too much. And we actually did a unique thing. I actually put Skype on and we watched together, Graham, didn't we?
We did. And we should also say as well, there was actually different feeds. The one that went out on Facebook was one feed. And that was, I think, the hard cam.
Yeah.
And what went on Twitch was actually Eel O'Neill sat ringside, who kind of put this together along with EWA Maryland. And unfortunately, there was a bit of a time gap between them. And there was a time gap a little bit between us as well. But yeah, it was something different that we did. And it was cool to watch a match with you again for first time since WrestleMania. I can't believe it's nearly a year ago. But also the boys were with us as well. So that was kind of cool to add them in as well, because they don't talk to you as much as perhaps they used to now as well, because often we record before they're home from school.
It was really cool because Jackson was asking questions, this, that, and the other. And it was fun. And Mason like got involved. I you're going too far ahead talking to you because you had Twitch on, obviously, because Jackson's trying to watch Twitch. And that was funny in itself. But it was just a good family atmosphere. I loved it. And that's what wrestling should be about. And they put on a really good hour. It was about an hour long. But my God, they put everything into that hour. And I enjoyed it.
Me too.
And that's what wrestling is meant to be right now.
I meant to write down one of the tweets and I forgot about it. I can't remember who it is. It was one of the wrestlers who was there. It's somebody who's been at Primetime Pro recently. And he said that Eel O'Neill is like a true booker now because he put himself over in the main event. Very Vince-like, I thought. I was like, oh, yeah, I see what you did right there. I was like, that's nice. I can't remember who commented on that, but yes.
Well, you're not going to book yourself to lose in your first show, are you? No. No one's going to.
No.
But I must say thank you to Eel O'Neill, because my word, sir, in the current climate where everything getting cancelled, left, right, and centre, professional wrestling is the thing keeping us going. Now, in that vein, I'll use my speed check to talk about my WWE stuff. It's easier. The other thing I want to talk about was a gentleman who was with us, obviously, was Young Mason. I was there. This is me being, this is a good cop moment, but also a proud cop moment. MGB Season 3, Episode 4, Fight Club, PAWDWC, hashtag push. Is that right?
Yep.
Nailed it. Asking questions about social issues. I'm so proud of him. So proud of him for doing that. You know, didn't have to. Like, he's just asking social issues. I heard that and you gave great answers back. Proud of you for doing that. Proud of him for asking the questions. This is what, this guy, if you listen to me, this is exactly how a father and a son should interact with social issues. Asking questions, giving the right answers.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because he, well, obviously, with it coming out, those types of questions, you never know ahead of time what he's going to ask. Like wrestling questions, you kind of know what he's going to ask. And I always get particularly nervous because I don't want to do an injustice to the answer. And I always get nervous afterwards, like, should I get somebody to listen to this ahead of time? Like, I don't want to put out something there that's incorrect, wrong, embarrassing. So to hear that you say that those questions are answered sensibly, correctly, makes me feel a lot better as well. But I want to make sure that I don't give a wrong answer that would be embarrassing.
And to be fair, if you didn't have the answer, you would say, I don't have the answer to that right now. But that's the sort of thing you would say. You look it up, or in the past you've asked me or other people a question you don't have the answer to. Because that's the way you do things with people. You actually ask people who know what's going on if you haven't got the answer yourself. You don't go on Facebook and take everything at face bloody value. Now, Graham, would you like to take away a speed check, sir?
Sure. Like I said, oh, there was one thing I missed, actually. A couple of things quickly I missed. I did find the freelance event. It's called Warehouse Wars. It's going to be on 7 p.m. On Indie Wrestling this Saturday. So that was the name of the one I was looking for. My notes with Eel O'Neill got slightly mixed up together, which is why I missed it. And here's a chance for you to win a tenner, Matt. At S.B. Acabella, who is the lead announcer of Chikara, seeing as we have nothing to do, $10 promo challenge. Retweet this tweet with a comment. The comment is a one-minute promo. I'll PayPal my favorite promo $10. So if you're a little short for cash right now, because obviously some people are out of jobs right now, if you can cut a promo. When I had time, I looked, there was only about six people who commented on this. I'll spell it out. At S.B.A.K.A.B.E.L.L.A. if you want to go find it.
I fully endorse that, guys. Go out and give it a go. If nothing else, you have a blast cutting a promo. Just try and remember, guys, that it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be friendly. It's not. Do not just go and be scathing with people. That's not how you do this sort of stuff. That's not a promo. It's insulting.
All right, here's my speed check, and it's not going to be a minute long. It's going to be longer. At Janella Baby, indie wrestlers who are making a full living off independent wrestling and won't be able to make any money in the foreseeable future, I'm here for you. Down the line, if it's bad, I'll try and help you the best that I can. Promise you that. A lot of people being really supportive. I talked about organizations. I want to mention him as an individual as well. At Ken Johnson 1028, the person who does the documentaries. Hey, wrestlers, I have about 20,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. It's small, but if you have a video or something you want to promote, send it to me and I will upload it. Might get some extra eyes on it and I will give you whatever AdSense that vid brings in as well. Like I say, a lot of people being really supportive right now. I got a chance to watch a little more on Impact as well this week. ICU was revealed as Sami Callihan as he interrupted Ken Shamrock being announced into the Impact Hall of Fame. That was a great segment there. Chris Bay made his debut on Impact. Now, the reason I'm picking this as a good cop moment, I didn't know who Chris Bay was, except for he was supposed to appear in the primetime pro wrestling WrestleMania weekend show, which has since been cancelled.
Of course.
Man, good. Not that you want to necessarily compare him to somebody else, but he reminded me of a young Kofi Kingston off the top of my head, in case you didn't. Just so you got some idea what I'm talking about. Now, I put down here, Edge drove reportedly about 17 and a half hours. I think you told me it was 40. It was a heck of a long way just to get to Raw for travel issues. What a commitment from an elder statesman of the sport to actually go to that length. Penelope Ford versus Rio on AEW Dark. As you well know, I'm not a big Rio fan. That was probably the most impressed I've been with her. Penelope Ford, seen her multiple times at Nova Pro. She is very good. And I think that's a huge win for her on against Rio. Kip Sabian was interfering, but I'm hoping Penelope Ford gets more of a push. On actual AEW, MJF gambling, Orange Cassidy on commentary, Luke Harper joins, Matt Hardy's there as well. Elite, or is it delete? I don't know how they're going to go with it, but I was excited to see Matt Hardy there, and a lot of good things I liked in the AEW show as well.
Absolutely. Right, okay, I've got... Okay, first of all, the show must go on. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, all behind closed doors, Performance Center, along with WrestleMania. Now, this is a very good moment because it's all carrying on. We get to watch it all, which is great. However, Chris called it. He said, they'll just put it behind closed doors, won't they? I'm like, they won't do that. Vince won't give up a stadium. What do I know? The non-wrestling fan calls it. I'm very happy that I'm happy it's still happening.
I don't think he had a choice. I think it was, if you don't pull it, we're pulling it.
Yeah, and to be fair, how it's happening, I'm more than happy with it happening. Right now, it's something to take our mind off things. So that's good. Kevin Owens using the fact that WrestleMania is now at the Performance Center as part of his promo on Seth. Brilliant. Brilliant use of it. Because it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see that, see them tear the place to pieces. It's going to be great. The WWE Network's documentaries I've been watching this week as well. In particular, the Evolution one. My word, that's good. If you ever get a chance to watch it, guys, the FCW one's good. But this one, Evolution, I had no spoilers, but there's stuff in this I didn't know from behind the scenes. So stuff I didn't know. I knew about Jindrak being part, potentially being part of the fold of the Batista, but I didn't know about Flair. I didn't know about the backstory about Flair and why everything started in the first place. Go and check it out, I implore you. And the last good cop thing is I actually watched AEW this week.
First
I've ever watched it.
Really?
Can I just say, my God, it's boring. I'm joking. While I'm not a big Cody fan, my words, my hat goes off to you. For keeping the show going, I applaud you. You guys, doesn't matter right now if you're a WWE fan or AEW fan, right now it's about just being a wrestling fan. That's all that matters now. Be a wrestling fan. Watch everything that's out there because right now there ain't much out there to watch because TV shows are getting cancelled left, right and centre. Right now we need our wrestling fix. And even if that means watching Luke Harper running a group, that's just bizarre. That's not good cop or bad cop, that's just bizarre cop.
Brody was the name I was struggling to recall as I mentioned his name there at the time. I was like, that just went with Luke Harper. I couldn't remember.
I can't remember his actual name is going with either. It's Luke. I see him, it's Luke Harper. I'm sorry. But yeah, that is my speed check done.
All right, Matt, as we transition in between good cop and bad cop, we're going to do a good cop, bad cop quiz. Are you smarter than a six-year-old?
I am.
And Jackson has not recorded yet. Now, I gave a little spoiler on the View from the Top Rope news yesterday saying that a comment from a few months ago was going to haunt you, and you rightly said that doesn't narrow it down much. So I'm going to refresh your memory. This is from December 2019. I have edited this down because it was about 2.5 minutes long, and I've left the succinct points in for you. Okay, so as this is going to be our last episode of the year, and the last episode, therefore, of the decade, the quote is, "The wrestler of the decade, Daniel Bryan. Nexus, SummerSlam storyline, Team Hell No, yes, movement. Main evented Mania 30, retired from injury, came back better than before. The new Daniel Bryan, heel turn, continually puts over talent. This is not debatable." So, well, I'm not quite sure about that. Is it debatable? I think there's probably other names you could throw into the mix there. So I'm kind of curious who you have as your wrestler of the decade, Matt.
There is no argument here. You're absolutely right. It is Daniel Bryan.
Oh, okay. Not AJ Styles?
AJ's had a phenomenal decade. But when you sum up all of that, I mean, great respect, AJ Styles, you didn't create a whole movement. You didn't main event WrestleMania. You didn't beat the entire of Legacy in one night. You didn't come back from a career-ending injury. You didn't manage to take the great movement you'd created, destroy it in one move, and then a year later re-embrace it.
Do you remember that little conversation?
I do. Can I just say, I guess it ever sounded so bad. I had such a sore throat back then. But other thing is, just so you know, I meant to say Evolution, not Legacy. But anyway.
Now, the reason I have such a smug smile on my face right now that I'm trying to suppress is the PWI June issue came out probably about 2 weeks ago for digital. And I saw something on the front and I kept forgetting to mention this. And so you've been escaping this for a couple of weeks. And Mason's copy, he gets the actual copy, the magazine version. And I picked it up in the mail yesterday or 2 days ago. And I was like, oh, that is definitely going in episode 82 before I forget about it. Right on the front, PWI Wrestler of the Decade.
Let me guess, AJ Styles?
You are doing well. AJ Styles, correct. All right, the top four were AJ Styles on 29%, Brock Lesnar on 14%, John Cena on 14%, Okada on 10%, and they only listed the top four in terms of percentage. Daniel Bryan was mentioned as one of those who was either in 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th, but it didn't list his percentage. So I thought, first of all, I was going to include this as one of my moments, and I was like, well, as they had other segments on here as well, why don't we make a little quiz out of it? So I told you Jackson might have an advantage on this. Seeing as you didn't even pick anybody who was in the top four for your wrestler of the decade, we're going to go through the other categories. Now, this would totally spoil it if you've actually seen this. I'm going to guess you haven't read PWI June issue.
No.
So what I'm going to do is, they gave, for each category, they gave the top four people, and they told you their percentages. And then after that, they listed like four or five more names, people who were close. And what I've got for you in this quiz is, I've taken the top four, and I've added in somebody who wasn't even mentioned in the near misses. You have got to try and pick who was top. That's the good cop side of this.
Right.
And you've got to try and pick somebody who didn't even make the top 10, who I've thrown in as one of the five names to try and mess with you. I just wanted to mess with you to see if I could actually do this. Now, in terms of the competition against Jackson, we're only doing the top ones, okay? So you just got to pick who was top in each category. I've put them in alphabetical order to try and make this, to try and randomize them a little bit. Are you ready for the first category?
No.
This took a little time to put together, and trying to find somebody who was a plausible fifth option was really difficult last night.
I am guessing that Jackson gets multiple choice as well, so.
But you're getting multiple choice because I'm giving you the names. I'm giving you the top four plus the random name that Bad Cop threw in there to try and mess with you. But I'm going to see if you can figure out which was my Bad Cop choice as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I will actually give you the result of the Bad Cop one after the end of each question. You're going to have to wait to find out if you actually got these right on Friday's episode, though. Okay? All right.
Category. A bit of a tape. He's getting the Willis gesture.
Yeah, he's showing me it's question one. I figured it. All right, question one was the inspirational wrestler of the decade. Is it Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, Daniel Bryan, John Cena, or Roman Reigns?
Inspirational of the decade.
Inspirational wrestler of the decade.
That's quite a broad brief as well, isn't it, when you think about it?
Good cop pick. Who was number one on that list?
I would like to. I'd like to think it was. I'd like to think it was Daniel Bryan.
Is that your answer?
That is my answer.
Okay. And who was your bad cop pick? Which one did I totally make up that didn't even make the top nine?
The top nine match. I want to say Cody, but I'm not going to say Cody. I'm going to say probably Jericho.
Correct. Chris Jericho was not in there. I love the fact that Cody was in there because I thought you'd think I would put Cody in just to mess with you. Cody was actually fourth on that list. So, I won't tell you the answer to the top one, but I will tell you got one out of one on Bad Cop, okay?
Whether I want to admit it or not, Cody has done a great job from starting AEW. A good job of it.
Category two, most popular wrestler.
Ooh.
Hey, starting with AJ Styles, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, John Cena, or Kenny Omega.
They're five very popular wrestlers.
Yeah.
Right.
So who's a good top pick? Who was number one on that list?
Punk.
Okay. And who's the bad cop pick? Who wasn't even in the top nine?
Cena.
No, you are wrong. The bad cop answer was Kenny Omega. I picked that one out for you. I was quite pleased of that pick. I was very proud of. I thought that was a good one. It did seem to fit in there. I was kind of surprised that he didn't, because there's a lot of New Japan fans, and he's very popular within over the course of a decade. He's been in a lot of different organizations. But yeah, all right.
Before you carry on, having watched AEW this week, I saw Kenny Omega. Wouldn't have been able to tell you anyone out of the lineup before that. Wouldn't have been able to tell you who the hell he was.
Really?
I've never seen him until that. Till night.
Well, that could make it for an interesting question later coming up then. Question three, the most hated wrestler.
Oof.
Is it Brock Lesnar, Chris Jericho, Eva Marie, Roman Reigns, or the Authority?
The Authority is a collective unit, is it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm guessing that your bad cop is Eva Marie. But as for the actual most hated, did you say Reigns, did you?
Roman Reigns, yes.
Most hated, Reigns probably, unfortunately.
Okay. You got the bad cop one correct. It was really difficult to pick somebody who was hated that much. And I was like, well, Eva Marie kind of was in terms of the women's wrestlers. So I tried to pick a wrestler. Yeah, it was kind of tough to pick any. I was trying to think of a male wrestler who I could plausibly put in there. Remember, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 I couldn't pick. So that was kind of a tough one. But you got the bad cop one correct. All right, question four. The feud of the decade.
Ooh, this is going to be an interesting one.
CM Punk and Cena. Flair and Banks. Okada, Omega. Owens and Zayn. Usos and New Day.
Okay. The feud of the decade. Now, Punk Cena was right at the beginning of the decade, and good it was. Okada Omega, that's the stuff of legend from New Japan. I think your bad cop is Flair Banks. As for what the feud of the year, of the decade, sorry, I'm going to go Okada Omega.
You picked the wrong bad cop moment. Flair and Banks was actually listed as second on that list. The one that I made up to mess with you was the Usos and New Day.
That was a great rivalry.
I thought so. I was kind of surprised because they did have tag teams mentioned, and I was like, and you're not including that one? I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, I'll go with that one. So on bad cop, you're 2-for-4 right now, and I haven't given you any information on the other ones. Okay. All right, match of the decade. Now, I suddenly realized in the middle of question three, as we're doing this on Skype, I tilted the phone up so you couldn't try and read my facial reactions a little bit, so I'm going to do the same again. Match of the decade. Ciampa versus Gargano, April 2018.
Which one is that?
It's in April 2018, so you've got to figure out when it is. You've got to figure out what it is as well.
Okay.
Okay, so April's around WrestleMania time, okay?
Okay. I gotcha.
It was Louisiana. CM Punk versus John Cena, July 2011. And this is where I said earlier it might get interesting. Okada, Omega, January 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be Wrestle Kingdom, I'm guessing. And Next one is Omega Okada, June 2018. And Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, March 2010.
That would be the second HBK Taker match. Now, I know you loved Ciampa Gargano. HBK Taker 2 was good, but not as good as the first one. But that's not the question you're asking me here.
We're asking, what is the match of the decade?
Match of the decade. Okada Omega 1.
And which was the bad cop one that wasn't really there at all?
Unfortunately, probably Ciampa Gargano 2.
Correct, even though that was a 5.25 star match on Meltzer's rating.
Good the quality was, wasn't it?
It does, yeah. Now, I was actually wondering as well, I could have also picked Gargano and Cole. That actually had a slightly... I think that one had a slightly higher rating. Actually, that might have been 2020, but there was another one of those that they had that was up there. I was also wondering, are you going to realize, because you know I love Ciampa Gargano match as well. I was wondering whether also to throw you off the scent by picking, I think it was Gargano versus Andrade. I know Andrade was featured. I can't remember exactly who it was against. I was thinking about throwing you off the scent with that one as well. But you got the bad cop moment for number 5, so you're 3 out of 5 on that one. All right, number 6. Woman of the decade. All right. Eva Marie. No, I'm joking. That one's not there at all. All right. Starting with... with starting in the alphabet with A, it was tempted to say Alicia Fox as well, but that would have been...
you got the giggle, Graham.
I got the giggle. All right. Seriously, here's the list.
Right.
AJ Lee, Becky, Charlotte, Gail Kim, Page.
Right. So this is just the woman of the decade, right?
Woman of the decade, yes.
Right. We're going to go with woman of the decade. It was right at the end, but to be fair, it's memorable for that reason. I'm going with Becky.
Okay.
And I'm going to say... Gail Kim's your bad cop.
You are wrong. Gail Kim is not the bad cop. She was actually tied for fourth on that list. The one that shocked me that didn't even make 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 was Paige. I was surprised about. Now, I was wondering, because she's the longest reigning, I wonder if I was going to be thinking of Nikki Bella, but I know that your disdain for her, I was like, you're just going to say Nikki Bella straight away as the bad cop one. So that's why I picked Paige in the end.
It's the one good thing about the Hall of Fame being postponed till summer. Haven't got into their bloody acceptance speech.
Now, I have a feeling if Paul Tolley was listening, he might have given a slightly different answer to you for good cop on number 6. But anyway, number 7. I think this is our last category, Matt. Yes, it is. All right. The tag team of the decade. Is it New Day? The Briscoes? The Shield? The Undisputed Era? Or the Young Bucks?
Oh my god. Wow. That's a list.
Isn't it?
The New Day, the Briscoes, the Shield, the Undisputed Era, or the Young Bucks? Right. I'm going to try and eliminate some. I don't think it's the top one, but that. New Day got that record reign. The Shield, they weren't together for most of the decade. Young Bucks had a lot of success as well. Right, okay, I'm nailing my colours to the mast. The tag team of the decade, the Young Bucks. And the bad cop, the Shield.
No, the Shield were actually fourth on that list with 10%. The bad cop pick was actually the Undisputed Era. And I thought you were actually going to get that when you said, well, the Shield weren't together for very long. And I was like, oh, crap. I was like, the Undisputed Era were together even less time than that. They've probably only been together 2-3 years, probably.
Yeah, but they haven't broken apart at any point. They've stuck together. So the Shield have been broken up more times than Jennifer Aniston's husband. Right.
So anyway, results time. Bad Cop, which Jackson will be playing. You got 3 out of 7, and I gave you the results for that. We don't have the results for Jackson's Good Cop yet, but I will tell you, you scored 3 out of 7 again. So I think Jackson might possibly have a chance. We will just have to see. Certainly there are some famous names in there. We'll have to see. It'll be interesting to see if your encyclopedic mind is any match for a 6-year-old's perception of wrestling.
Bearing in mind that I think the PWI is a rag that I wouldn't want my backside with. My opinion is what matters, not theirs. So
I thought it was a fun quiz, considering that you got the wrestler of the decade so wrong. And I had great fun putting it up, because originally it was just going to be pick the top person. And then I was like, oh, I could just throw in an X. When I saw the other people's names, I was like, the first one I saw, I was like, oh, they missed somebody. I was like, how can they not include that person? And that was when the idea suddenly came together of, oh, I could have a Bad Cop pick for this as well. I think that worked pretty well, actually.
I like this. And whether I win or whether I lose, Jackson, as always, a pleasure, sir.
Ooh, question though. While I was looking through this, something really stuck out for me. While I was trying to pick my women's pick, and I sort of had Nikki Bella and Paige in mind, but I kind of looked to see if there was anybody obvious that I'd missed who could be on that list. Maryse was champ for over 200 days in 2008. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it that time. You could have knocked me over with a feather when I read that, Matt.
If you listened to the Wrestling Ashes second test, you'd know that.
I don't believe I did that, did I?
No. First couple of rounds, that was it. There's the Lord of the Team England, Mags.
Alright, he's 6 years old now, so it's no smarter than a 5-year-old anymore. It's, are you smarter than a 6-year-old? Alright, Matt's already recorded his answers, so you were outside, so I'm ready to record with you now. Okay, so first category is, who was the most inspirational wrestler of the decade? Was it...
Roman Reigns?
It was Daniel Bryan. Alright, that's the first one wrong. Daniel Bryan won the poll with 34%. Okay, next one, the most popular wrestler.
John Cena.
John Cena is correct. It was 20%. Daniel Bryan had 20% as well, but John Cena had a few more votes. So you got one correct.
And I also seen I think I like heard in a video I think I heard CM Punk in a video, I think.
Mm-hmm. He used to wrestle. He hasn't wrestled since you've started watching wrestling now. Yeah, you've heard his song. Yeah, we have his song on in the car sometimes. All right, number three, the most hated wrestler.
Stephanie McMahon.
No, it's not. It is Brock Lesnar. I know you like Brock Lesnar, but no, a lot of people do not like Brock Lesnar, so that one's wrong. Brock Lesnar had 44% of the vote. The next one, you had the second most, actually. Stephanie McMahon and Triple H were 13%, so you had the second best answer. All right, you got one so far. Who had the biggest feud of the decade? That's two people who were fighting against each other. This is a tough one for him. Or Owens and Zayn? No, that was fourth place, actually. It was Okada and Omega. I don't even think you've heard of Okada before. Have you heard of Kenny Omega? No, because you don't watch AEW because it's 14. All right, so you got 1 out of 4 so far. All right, match of the decade.
Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
Correct. So you got 2 so far. All right. Who is the best female wrestler of the decade?
Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair, correct. Matt got that one wrong. I was really surprised by that one. I thought that was a pretty obvious one. Now, right now, you have 3 out of 6. I'm going to tell you Matt's score. Matt got 3 out of 7. So you can't lose, but you have a chance to win, JJ, if you can tell me, who is the tag team of the decade?
The Shield.
The Shield, unfortunately, are in fourth place. New Day had 26%. Young Bucks had 17, Briscoe's 13, Shield 10. 3 apiece, I think that means you both win, right? I forgot to read the women of the decade. Charlotte had 33, Becky 14, AJ Lee and Gail Kim both had 9. On the Undertaker match, Undertaker was 17%. The Okada matches were both 9% and CM Punk was 8. And the feud of the decade, Okada Omega was 18, Flair and Banks 13, CM Punk and Cena 12, and Owens and Zayn 10. It's a tie. You're still undefeated as a 6-year-old. You want to say anything to Matt?
No.
You don't even say bye? I guess that's it then. Bye.
Good. Bad.
Right, okay, and unfortunately, there's some bad stuff to talk about in the world. So get your bad cop horns on and get cracking, sir.
Bad.
We mentioned it earlier, obviously, with all the things that were going on in Good Cop. And the reason it's the bad cop is there's a lot of wrestlers, obviously, clearly now, who their future is very uncertain right now. So I wanted to start off with that. O'Shea Edwards, who we're actually going to do the interview with for MGB on Monday, I think he mentioned he had like 7 bookings in about 24 hours that were cancelled. So it can be obviously really serious about this. No idea when this is going to end. Go support your indie stars. Whenever I've had the opportunity, I've retweeted anything where somebody's trying to say, hey, look, go buy my T-shirt. Whatever it is, go support them. They really need it. WWE can survive. It's a billion-dollar company. Independence, it's a little different. As I just mentioned, O'Shea Edwards, I saw a tweet from him. Beep out of here. This is in response to Thomas Williams. Quote, promoter's thoughts out loud. Just an observation. With all these shows being cancelled, you better lower your rates, boys and girls. The cream rises to the top because now there is a huge pool of talent looking for work. Especially if you just want to wrestle. End quote. Oh my goodness. Cabana Man Dan responded to this. Deleted original post and backpedaling like a beep. He also responded, Thomas Williams again, quote, if you want to block me, not work for me or bash me, go right ahead. If you don't accept my apology, I fully understand your stance. End quote. O'Shea did post. He's from warwrestling.com. Ironically, the WAR stands for Wrestling and Respect. That quote seems far away from that. A lot of people commented on this. Matt, you actually had to write something down because you couldn't wait to get in on this. That's absolutely appalling under these circumstances that you would be making those sorts of comments. Go ahead, chip in.
Well, I wrote it down because I can't say the words out loud, what I actually said. What the actual... What the hell? This is ridiculous. Who would say such a thing? Right now, we'd be pulling together, not pushing a wedge between us. Apology or not, I'm sorry, mate. You've got some more backside kissing to do on this one, I'm afraid. This is not the way you conduct yourselves. Yes, there's a lot of people looking for talent right now, but help each other, for heaven's sake. Don't demand they lower their rates. But right now, they're crying out for bookings. Okay? Wrestlers wouldn't be wrestling if they didn't love it. Unless you're Brock Lesnar, of course. But that's by the by. Asking someone to lower their rates because of a crisis like this, I'm sorry, but in the mortals of my stepbrother, jog on.
This was from March 14th. Actually, it was probably from March 13th because Cabana Man Dan posted on the 14th.
Yes.
But that just shows you how early on, how crazy this has gone. A week later, I didn't go back and look for it, but clearly a bad cop moment that people are trying to profit off something that's happening like this. And yeah, that's the only thing I got to say for this section.
It's wrong. It's just wrong. I can literally follow that up with Miss Faye Jackson, someone who I was privileged to see last year at in New Jersey. They had a show put together, obviously got cancelled and everything. I'm gonna quote Lady herself. I'm devastated. Thank you for having faith in me, but it's a one and done situation. Depending on Eventbrite, hopefully refund to go back by the end of this week. I'm sorry. No one was prepared for this. Nobody was prepared for what happened here. And the fact that some people being really harsh and mean and very rude in places. Some people being so negative around wrestling right now. It's just wrong. No other word, it's just wrong. I'm pretty sure that no one raises their kids this way to treat other people in this manner. Right now, as I just mentioned, we need to pull together, not drive each other apart. And for every single person out there who's listening to my voice, or not listening to this voice because you're an idiot, not listening to this great show, you need to remember this is affecting everybody. And if you've got the gumption or the audacity to try and profit off of this, I've seen scams go around this week claiming this, that never cures the virus in question. And people have been scammed out of actual money over it. It's slightly different, but people are trying to profit out of it either way. And doesn't matter if it's subtly like this or blatantly like that. End of the day, it's wrong. Absolutely wrong. And I don't know what else to say about this, Graham.
Can I give a good cop moment relating to Faye Jackson? I forgot to include them.
Of course. Miss Jackson always deserves some good cop.
I've been looking forward for this moment for probably about a week and a half. Now we recorded the review of Primetime Pro Wrestling, where the main event was Effie and Faye Jackson. I got to listen to Mason do a PG review of that main event. Good cop moment. It was very entertaining. I haven't started to edit it yet, but I was rolling on the floor laughing.
Please tell me you have recorded it.
Oh, it's recorded. It's recorded. It was better than I could possibly have ever imagined.
A great way to turn a bad cop moment into a good cop moment, Graham. Thank you for putting my back on my face. Now, shall we do a speed check?
Yep, I got a few things. The artist formerly known as Klondike Bill, I can't remember what his real name is right now, posted a video of a girl licking a toilet seat with a hashtag coronavirus challenge. Now, Saxton did chug his beer. Is his name Saxton? I always forget what his name is. He chugged his... Thank you. Yeah, he chugged his beer, but Becky, what the heck? She was taking, like, sips. Like, he had it all over his jacket and his tie and everything. She was, like, taking little dainty sips. I was like, oh, my gosh, that did not fit in with the 316 thing at all. Quinn McKay on Twitter. If you're the kind of person that's sliding into a wrestler's DMs right now for nudes, feet pics, customs, because you know everyone is hurting for funds, you're a scumbag. You're trying to capitalize on people in vulnerable positions, and that's not okay. And that isn't a slight at people who typically make money this way, but if you don't already have that arrangement with someone, then don't solicit it. You're taking advantage. And NXT show. The whole NXT show. It was highlights. It was nothing. If you had to choose between AEW, where they actually put on a show, and NXT was nothing. All right, give us your speed check moment.
Roman Reigns cut probably his greatest ever promo on SmackDown. But the problem is that he missed something that was quite simple. He walked out and like said, I'm next to Goldberg. Why did he mention about the fact that he never lost the Universal title? So this is technically his first chance to regain it. I know he's going to get all about rematches anymore, but this would have been a perfect way to lead in. Like, I never lost it. I deserve a match. That was all. If he said that, fine. But we still don't know why you deserve a match, Roman. So that is one thing. And this is directed at people from SmackDown last week. Whoever the hell out there decided to leak that footage of the ladies not wrestling during the ad breaks, go to hell. Why does it matter if they weren't taking bumps and wrestling during the ad breaks? Newsflash, there was nobody there to bump for. What are they going to do? Put on a match for Michael Cole's benefit? God, this really made me angry last week. And Conrad jumped in on this as well at the time. No one on Twitter understands why the guy posted it, other than to get a reaction like this.
All right, don't forget, if you want to catch the best indie wrestling action as well, don't forget to go and check out powerslam.tv. And if you use code GOODCOPBADCOP, all lowercase, then you can get 30 days free.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good. Bad.
All right, this is a long episode, Matt, so I'm going to keep very short, actually.
Unshort?
2-day WrestleMania, not sure. Might not happen anyway. there's still a lot of uncertain things about WrestleMania, what's actually going to happen. We have the advantage of waiting the extra day. If we'd have recorded on Wednesday, we wouldn't have actually known about this. And in fact, the View from the Top Rope boys didn't even mention this because they recorded literally a few hours before the announcement. Not sure. Overall, I can see why they would want to do it, but I'm just not sure particularly it's the right thing to do on this particular WrestleMania. The only thing I'm wondering is, because I was explaining to Mason as well, with them only having a certain amount of people allowed to be in the same place at once, is this how they split them up? By doing it over 2 days, half the wrestlers wrestle one day, half the rest, so you don't have as many people together at one time. A lot of uncertainty about it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Fully agree. I also suggested to you in DM that perhaps they would pre-record certain matches. I don't think anyone had a problem with that, to be fair, this year. I don't think anyone had a problem with it. Safety comes first. Entertainment is great, but everyone needs to be safe first. My unsure moment is actually pretty much the same thing, is should the show be going on?
Unsure.
Should the show in general, should everything be shut off? Should Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, should it all not be happening? But at the same time, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. And let's face it, right now, I haven't seen, overall, everyone's been very happy with the closed set Raw, SmackDown, AEW. People have been very happy with it so far. I mean, I grant you, they filled for time on SmackDown and Raw by featuring old matches. But to be fair as well, did anyone really complain? The only thing who didn't, I don't mind quite so much. Mainly because, as I've, obviously I didn't include Elimination Chamber in my good cop, bad cop moments when we covered that, Graham. But the reason for that, I didn't watch it. But the first time I saw the chain match with the tag teams in it was on that show. So when I watched it, I was like, damn, that would have been a good cop moment. That would have been a good cop moment. That would have been a good cop moment. That would have been a bad cop moment. I'm like, I couldn't switch off at that point. I was like, I really messed up.
Can I piggyback off your moment a little bit?
When
I didn't pick the person who said this on Twitter, but NXT hashtag highlights, in inverted commas, the NXT roster was sent home with their families. None of them want to work under these circumstances because the majority are parents and prefer to be with their children than to contact the virus. AEW worries more about the ratings and the health of his roster. So, yeah, I'm not sure either on this one. If everything just suddenly stopped, I could see it and I'd kind of be perfectly okay with it. Yeah, I'm not sure on about it at all. Should we get to speed and wrap this thing up?
I haven't got one, sir. So go ahead.
All right, quite a few speed ones on this one. The 316 day celebrations. The stunner to Sexton was great, but he did kick him in the beeps, shall we say? I actually watched it at times 0.25 just to check. Go ahead.
Saxton, not Sexton. Carry on.
Oh, geez. I tell you, I have a problem with it. I think somebody pointed out why. I know there's a poker player that's called that, and there's a disc golf player as well. I think that's the problem. NWA announced that they're going to be cancelled until June. That's 11 weeks. That's gone a lot further than anyone else has gone so far. Not sure right now. Nobody's sure. How long should we actually cancel this for? TJP and Falabar match versus the North on Impact. It's been a great rivalry the last week. Why is this an unsure moment? I think TJP's actually better on Impact than what he ever was on 205 Live. You probably haven't watched it, so you're not going to be able to comment, but I'd be interested to know what other people feel about that.
I have been watching it because I have Impact highlights on my YouTube, so I have been keeping up a bit.
Oh, okay.
TJP, he looks good. He looks good. I liked him on both, to be fair. I still remember him doing the slam and knee bar on Grandmaster League at the first Cruiserweight Classic off as. See, I've done my research. Very, very, very good. He's sometimes you just don't work in a company.
All right, I'm going to keep going. I'm not sure about this tweet from Session Moth Martina. Quote, updating my Tinder profile. Don't have Corona. Do have toilet paper. Going to sit back and reel them in. End quote. And AEW. Got some bonus giggles this week.
As someone who met his partner through Tinder, can I say that's brilliant?
AEW. They have a big wrestling match, but at the end, instead of going for a high five, they do a forearm bump or like an elbow bump. After you've wrestled, isn't that kind of pointless? I'm unsure that that's going to actually do anything, but anyway, that was it.
Good! Bad!
My open agenda is short and sweet, sir, but it is I know we meant to do a non-wrestling thing, but it actually is a wrestling thing I want to talk about. As bad as things are at the moment, and things are, did I say apocalyptic? Maybe even nearly? Some people obviously treating it as such, and, you know, you're obviously welcome to do so. It's not a joke, that's for certain. But there's some amazing messages out there from wrestlers just trying to keep people calm. Most notably, Kevin Owens. He did a great little bit, did that, put out on Twitter. And I'm like, when you see him, you know, do you remember Fozzie Bear when you see Kevin Owens and he's talking calm like that, it's like Fozzie Bear is talking to me and everything's going to be all right. Kevin Owens, because he's like a blue collar guy, he's one of us, as it were. He really, I'm trying to find the right words. I believe him when he says everything's going to be all right. I believe him. Everything will be all right. All we've got to do is get through this. And we will get through this. Just be nice to each other. What's so hard about being nice to each other? Really? Did it take a killer virus for people to be nice to each other?
I'm going to be super nice to you, and I'm going to give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second on the Devil's Advocate just for fun?
I will go first.
Now, we mentioned earlier about Matt Hardy joining AEW. I know that WWE can be very protective about anything that's from them. Now, I'm not quite sure with that delete thing, because I think that was from Impact Wrestling. They got permission to use it in WWE. I'm not sure if they're going to give permission to do that in AEW. Like, he did the gesture, but he didn't actually say anything. Now, I'm actually wondering if they're using the pun that delete and sounds very much like the elite. And I'm wondering if that's where they're going to go with that. Anyway, I had to set up my Devil's Advocate a little bit for you. Your actual Devil's Advocate is, with Matt Hardy moving to AEW, with him not being allowed to use the delete thing, he should come up with an Only Fools and Horses character who stuffs his face with food and go with the hashtag Del Eat.
Absolutely. As you'll find out when you listen to Badlands in a few weeks' time, sitcom is something that everybody loves. I was on there talking about sitcoms. Only Fools wasn't my personal choice, but Del was a fantastic character on Only Fools, and it's something that Matt Hardy could definitely get over as a character and as a catchphrase, definitely.
Fine.
Not too bad.
They're going to go with the apostrophe elite. I really think they're going to go with that. And when you look at it, it says delete. I don't know. We'll see.
They've got permission, dude. Right, anyway, we're going to... They've got permission, it's fine. Graham, your Devil's Advocate is as follows. It's good Matt Hardy went AEW. I wouldn't want to see him pop up in a tacky place like VCW.
Absolutely, that would be a real step down for him. When you've got a person like that, that character that clearly is going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point in the future, that's not what you want to see. We obviously love Benjamin Banks, but I want to see Benjamin Banks facing people like Simply Safest, Rox Richards, Max Morrison. That's the type of people I want to see him against. I don't want to see him against Matt Hardy. And I totally messed up my time, so I got no idea.
And
so
I'm just going to keep
going until you say time. I will tell you, Matt Hardy used to appear at MCW quite frequently as well. And
I was going to put MCW, but I'm glad I checked first.
Yeah, no, he has. And it was only about a year before I started going to Nova Pro with Mason. So it was around that time, so... It could have happened. When we see all the posters, we're like, oh my gosh, imagine how cool that would have been seeing Matt Hardy. So anyway, an opportunity missed.
Right, guys, as always, on behalf of myself and Graham, thanks for listening. Stay safe. Keep washing your hands. And we will see you next week. We're out of here.
Boom.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.
I saw the quiche talk going on, so I'm like, I'm going to throw that in there.
Chad didn't know what the hell you're talking about. Diesel's quiche sounded amazing. I was like, oh, sounds great. Sounds lovely. But if I ever get a chance to get to Wisconsin, I'm going to try it.